Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Federal Department of Justice seizes a major human trafficking site. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a great new development from the United States Department of Justice. It shut down a major website for prostitution and sex trafficking, and the owner has now been indicted. This particular website, it's offline now, but it was cityxguide.com. It was a leading source of online advertisements for prostitution and sex trafficking, which served clients across the nation, including a list of 14 favorite cities. And these were Dallas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, and Boston. They identified numerous underage victims with these advertisements, including a 13-year-old female who was recovered and rescued in November of 2019.
Well, you know, Matt, human trafficking is the fastest growing organized crime activity in the United States. And so we're grateful that in 2018, President Trump signed the law called Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act of 2017, which targets online sex trafficking and subjects websites to federal criminal and civil liabilities when users facilitate prostitution. And so when that happened, immediately they shut down Backpage.com, which is a top online human trafficking site. Other sites like Craigslist and Reddit and all those had to remove their ads off their personal section.
Yeah, they had ads for hookers personals.
It's been an incredible crackdown on this terrible crime that, unfortunately, many children are involved in.
Yeah, yeah. City Vibe was one. Craigslist had people that were advertising, and Reddit had people that were advertising. And when this law was passed, they should have done it before.
Right.
But they shut down all that traffic on their site because Craigslist, Reddit, and these others could have been charged as well. Well,
and most of these ads are like children from 12 to 17.
Yeah, and so this one here, City X Guide, continued to go. And this owner made millions of dollars?
$21 million.
In a very short time. A very short time. And this was off, it was just terrible. It's off the harm and hurt that was being imposed on women and children. Some of these children, they're lured into sex trafficking.
Right. And most of them, it occurs online.
I have a friend who is involved in helping people that came out of sex trafficking. Herself was somebody. She was sex trafficked and came out of it. Mm-hmm. She has a book, and I was reading through it. I've only been able to get through about half of it because of the stories that she shares of people that she works with.
It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. I'm talking about children who are, you know, they may have some difficulty with their parents, or they may not even have a lot of difficulty with their parents, but they have another friend that ultimately gets involved in this, and they become someone who is being rewarded or punished if they don't or if they do. You know, in other words, they're being really forced and groomed to go out and groom other people and lure them into the sex trafficking. And they think they can get, you know, lots of money. And they really go out to these places, these affairs, campgrounds, public gatherings.
Malls, even.
Malls. And they try to look for young boys and girls that might be targets for this grooming.
Yeah, and they promise them things, modeling careers or money or whatever. But, you know, it's tragic, Matt. I mean, the Justice Department estimates that 200,000 children every year in the United States are trafficked for sex, and 70% of those are advertised online.
Now, when I was dean of the law school, I went to Bedford County, and the sheriff there started what was called an ICAC, an Internet Crime Task Force against this child online or this online trafficking. And he was one of the original 10 ICACs. And there's others now, but it's one of the leading ones in the entire country. It's in Bedford County. Went to their operations where their deputy showed me a computer. We went there with the sheriff and the deputies at the computer, and he poses online as a young boy. And he's now getting responses. He goes into a chat room, now getting lots of responses. They're trying to groom him. And they would have things such as ASL, which means an abbreviation. Somebody would say ASL. They just put ASL on there. And that means age, sex, location. What's your age? What's your sex? What's your location? So they work in these different codes so that parents, when they see this chat, they may not understand what it's all about because it's a lot of it's in code language. And so he pointed out, he said, this person right here is a real person. But this particular response here is a computer-generated response. And I said, how do you know that? He says, watch this. See the information I put in and the response that came in? I'm going to do it again. It'll come back with the same response. And sure enough, it was. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, do you mean that these computers are out there 24/7 trying to find young people on these chat rooms, and then when they find somebody that they target and they groom that person, they say, let's have an offline conversation, click this, and they go off to a one-on-one chat. And that's how they get them sucked in. This goes on all the time, 24/7. And, you know, the very first day, I have a friend who's in the Department of Justice. He's still in the Department of Justice. And in 2008 and 2009, you know, right when President Obama was inaugurated in January, at his inauguration, within 2 hours of Obama taking the oath of office, his office received a phone call. He headed up the very thing that we're talking about, the Department of Justice's efforts to stop this human trafficking. They had cases ongoing. And he was told the entire division is shut down. It was shut down for the 8 years of the Obama administration, and he had it pre-planned to shut that down, and it happened within 2 hours of Obama taking the oath of office.
Unbelievable.
So you contrast that with this. President Trump has been an advocate to stop this. A bill was signed in 2018. Websites were shut down in 2018 when this bill went into effect. Now the DOJ is taking it seriously, and they went after this particular group, charged the owner, William Martano, 46, the owner of the website, with 28 charge indictment.
You know, I worked on some production for a documentary about sex trafficking. And, you know, earlier you mentioned the different cities where this one site was particularly targeted. It happens even in the nice neighborhoods down the street somewhere in somebody's basement. This is going on all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were routing the traffic through a European IP address. This person was charged with one count of promotion of prostitution and reckless disregard of sex trafficking, one count of interstate racketeering, and it goes on and on. It goes through the whole count. 17 counts of money laundering. Mm. The man made $21 million off the website. He tried to conceal the online activity by routing this through the European IP address. He was arrested in June in Fremont, California, by the Homeland Security Investigations and the United States Secret Service. If convicted, he would face up to 25 years in a federal prison. This is sending a very big message across the board. As you mentioned, Holly, human trafficking is the fastest growing organized crime activity in the United States, and it profits about an estimated $32 billion, with a B, dollars every year for traffickers while destroying the lives of tens of thousands of innocent people, including children. Mm-hmm. The DOJ estimates that each year, listen to this, at least 200,000 children are trafficked for sex in the United States, and 70% of the survivors said they were advertised online at some point when they were being trafficked.
So we praise God for President Trump, his administration, how they're working very hard in this, and we keep praying for them because there's more that needs to be seized.
Well, thank God that this is something taking place. Pray for all of these people that are literally, you know, we go through our daily lives and there's so many people that are so unfortunate compared to what we have. You know, sometimes we complain about things that are in our lives, and yet you see people that are in these situations. Get informed, pray, get involved in your community. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up online for our emails, newsletters, and find other information at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.